closer.
You are listening to the La Tavola Marque Radio Network.
Hello and thank you for joining us again for another installment of our little podcast from Italy. My name is Jason.
And I'm Ashley.
And we are coming to you a little bit more consistently now in the middle of a huge snowstorm.
Brrr! Cue the sound effects.
So it is 8 o'clock on February 3rd, a Friday, and...
What are we clocking in at for temps?
-6 degrees.
Snowfall estimates?
4 feet.
I'd go 4.5, personally. And what do we got? What are we talking about? What's the snowstorm?
What do you mean?
Let's talk about the snowstorm.
Oh, shoot. Okay, so we are getting winds from Siberia, which is bringing with it freezing cold temperatures and ridiculous amounts of snow. I'm a California kid. Last year, the most snow I saw fall we had last year was like a meter.
I'm from Seattle, and they just had a snowstorm calling it Snowmageddon, and the grocery stores were running out of food. And I don't think there was a foot of snow on the ground. And we are much in a different situation, let's just say that.
We had our friend Malud come down to make sausages and salamis, part of his Christmas present from his beautiful wife, Cherie. And he came down to do this right as it was, he came in on Tuesday.
And when you guys arrived at the house at 2 o'clock, it was just getting started.
So Tuesday at 2, snow began to fall, and here we are Friday at 8, and it has not stopped.
No. And... the forecast, there's no sense in even looking at the forecast because they had...
they had 25 centimeters of snow to fall.
And what is that in inches?
Like a foot.
I thought... Oh, okay.
Like a foot of snow. About 14 inches or something. Nothing that big. Like an inconvenience, but not getting stuck. So, there's some... issues that we've found with extreme colds and snow.
And so we thought we would talk all about the snow, kind of yielding some of the Facebook questions we had as we posted some photos as well. Because, yeah, like Jason said, we're not used to living in this kind of crazy temperature growing up with. So all of these things are new for us. We've been here for 5 winters, and this is definitely the worst snowstorm we've ever had.
We get snow 4 or 5 times a year. Usually it's 6 inches, a foot,
And sometimes it'll accumulate to about a meter or so after a big storm.
But it's usually gone within 3 or 4 days. The wind changes and starts coming from the south again, and... It goes away.
And like you've always said, the place where it's a meter are the drifts. Where we're talking about 4 or 4.5, it's not the drifts. It's the freaking fall. I mean, it's unbelievable to me. The shrubs in our front yard, the snow is almost to the shrub line.
Snow is covering all the lights. If anyone who has been to our house, the lights that are around the house, the outdoor lights.
They're almost over the garbage cans outside.
Yeah, like, they're covered. I've never seen snow like this before.
No, it's reaching the windowsills.
So some of the things that we have found is we got our car dug out the other day. We were stuck for a couple days because we had a question of who plows our road and what the deal with it is. So our road, there's 5 different villages that have a section of Via Candeliano. So one of our neighbors, Walter, down
who lives on the road.
Who lives on the road. I think all the villages get together and pay him something to plow the road, plow Via Candeliano when it gets too snowy. Now, other, like the main road from Piobico to out, from Piobico to like Urbana, that's a Strada Provinciale, so the Pesaro Urbino, the province of Pesaro Urbino, plows those roads. And then each downtown area, well, downtown Piobico, each little village center, we saw the city workers or the town workers out there today like cleaning up Piobico. Otherwise, all the neighbors, if you live on a country road that really doesn't have any organization, you would just... kind of all agree with for one person with a tractor to do it, or you have a good 4-wheel drive car.
Vehicle.
Yeah.
Well, that we don't have.
No.
We have our sturdy little Hyundai EDHG, our little red car, the little car that could. And to digress for a second, that little car, my God, as much as we can curse it up one side and down the other or think, oh, this SOB, keep moving, it has got us from point A to point B in this storm. While the snow is like over the windshield.
No, over I'm going, the windshield. I'm sorry, I'm saying. Over the, it's coming over the hood.
Yeah, sorry. But I'm getting too far ahead of myself. Back to the plowing. So what happens though when Walter's plow
so Walter, is covered? Walter's tractor was totally covered in snow. So
well, we called him.
Yeah, we called him to ask him to please plow the road.
Because we tried to do it on our own, not plow it, but we tried to leave the house, and it was
the car was getting high centered, and snow's going over the hood, and it made it in and back, but
just barely. We weren't going to be able to leave again.
No, we had to stop, and then we would kind of shovel the crown of the road out for 50 meters or so, and then kind of get a little speed going, and then be able to kind of keep it going. But I'm surprised that car did great. And the chains that we had were from, oh man, it was a disaster yesterday. I had brand new spanking new chains, but the chains I bought were from 2 years ago and I never used them. And we've since changed winter tires, which are now a different size. So the brand new spanking new out of the box that I'm taking the cellophane off of the chains never really fit properly, and it was too big, so they're banging. the wheel wells.
Just banging. Oh my God. It was just echoing in the car, and it's silence because you don't want the radio on. No one wants to talk because it's like the scariest road conditions possible. The car is just rattling in noise.
But we had to get into town. We had to go to our neighbor's house to, we're looking after our neighbor's dog. And we're going to feed their cats, and we hadn't been there in a couple days.
So we had to leave. We were like, well, we need to get out of the house and do this. And then that's when we realized, oh my God, the roads really haven't been plowed, and called Walter, and he said, yes, I know, because we said, oh God, okay, well, we made it down, but making it back up, because then we have to climb, which is going to be much harder.
Because we're higher than Piobico, so we were kind of coming out of the hill, and going back into the hill would be...
And we thought, well, he's probably expecting our call. And Jason was like, yes, Walter, it's us. It's Jason and Ashley at Cacamone. Will you please come plow the road? And he said, yes. But my plow is covered as well. So he was waiting for someone to come and clear him out. And it's just, the plowing has been, once he got out, then he's been keeping up on it a bit more. But it's falling so fast that, I mean, we're snowed in again tonight.
So, some of the things that we're experiencing is we have to take the battery out of our car because it's so cold out that the battery does not have juice to turn it over because I have no idea. I've never experienced
this.
Well,
what happened was we were coming back from our trip into Piobico and to feed the cats, and Jason put the car in neutral, had the car running. We were waiting in the car as he ran to go feed these cats, and someone drives up behind us, so I'm like, oh my God, we gotta move so he can get down the road. And sure enough, I stall the car after I maneuver out of his way, and then I go to turn it back on and click.
No, to the clicky click, 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 click.
And I was like, oh my God, I don't know what I just did. And I thought, what the hell? So then someone had to come and jump us, and someone was coming back down the road. So Jason was like, oh, thank God, because we were trying to push start the car. So then we see this guy. We've got the cables. We pull them out. And what happens?
The jumper cables fry themselves. I've never seen a jumper cable fry itself, but this one did. So now we are push starting the car again in the middle of the snow.
And trying to go back between reverse and forward, keep switching because we keep going into snow banks, into the drifts, going, oh my God. And finally, you guys pop it and we're able to get
it. And it never really had a problem again. I don't know what was going on, but I've been taking the battery out of the car at night and putting it in the kitchen where it's nice and warm. And this morning when I reconnected everything, it started right up. So never really experienced batteries losing juice in such cold weather. We're running out of wood. Not that we're
problem,
running...
Another problem. So plowing is one thing. Heating is another.
Not that we're running out of wood. We have a ton of wood, but it's just...
At the other end of the driveway.
Yeah, it's just at the top of the driveway under a tarp.
And so how far is that?
50 meters, maybe, no, 30 meters. It's not far. It's just right in the little driveway part. There's so much snow you can't walk in it. And now I know why you would need snowshoes. I never understood
like
why.
Like the big, huge snowshoes.
Yeah, I never understood why can't you just... I've never walked in snow that's literally up to your chest.
No.
You can't... You could.
So what we did before the snow was coming was we moved a ton of wood, which we always do in the winter, to the outdoor kitchen. Well, we have properly plowed through a good portion of it. So...
We're in a week.
To
I mean,
get nervous.
We probably have a week and a half's worth of wood that we put out there, which is normally a ton. I mean, it's a ton.
But now the thought is, what do we do? Even if we ask Walter to come and plow our driveway to clear it to get the wood, how do we bring it down where the whole lower area between the driveway and...
It's almost to the point where it's unshoveled. Like, you need machinery. You can't shovel that.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the paths that we have that we keep shoveling between our little house, the main house, and the outdoor kitchen just keep rising and almost to the snow line, but just compacted with ice because we have shoveled, but we can barely keep it up.
Yeah, it's nuts.
And not to mention, it's like almost you have to walk sideways through it. It is so tight. There's parts of it where there is a drift and it's almost over my head. No?
It's just nuts. Everything's frozen. My weather station is totally in a frozen block of ice. Trees. We have two down trees, which is a bummer. The big plum tree by the pool snapped in half, and it's currently laying halfway in the road. And
there's branches
everywhere. It's crazy. I've never seen this. I've never experienced this before.
We're just lucky that we have electricity.
Well, that's so. Some of the good things that have come out of the storm. We've got a ton of wine. We got tons of food. So,
well, you've been making the sausages.
Yeah, we made sausages.
We just made another 25 plus kilos of sausages. So
not hurting in the food department.
Nope.
For some reason, we are getting phenomenal cell service. I don't know if anyone out there knows why, but we have never been able to use our cell phone in the house. And during the storm, the phone rings inside the, like, we could make and take phone calls inside of our house, in our place. I don't know, does it have to do with not too many people are using the cellular phones? Does the cell signal reflect off snow? What is going on? Why?
It intensifies, magnifies the line. It's crazy.
But phenomenal cell service, some phenomenal phone service in this whole thing.
And we're lucky because I thought that, didn't you read that Urbino area had a blackout for 2 days?
Yeah, there's been blackouts everywhere, and we have not had a flicker, knock on wood, of the lights at all.
It's just been insane.
It has been insane.
And because of the wonder, you can't trust what you're reading online for what's supposed to happen, you start talking to people in town or your neighbors, and the woman at Cafe Del Corso on the main street in Piobico, first of all, everyone is just surprised, making sure we're alive. Our phone's been ringing off the hook. Ragazzi americani, sei vive! And so she told us, oh, yes, well, she always is really dramatic, but that it was supposed to be like this for until...
The 15th.
The 15th.
Which is 12 days away.
That would be pretty crazy.
That would be pretty crazy. So we don't know what to do. Do we take off and get out of here and just say, forget it?
Arrivederci.
Close up the house, leave plenty of food and water for the cats because they're pretty, other than going crazy because they've been kind of cooped up, they're pretty self-sustainable. I mean, if you leave them enough water and food, they can last a week plus on their own, no problem.
Well, or Carolyn can come check on them.
They have the cat door and they have the porch that doesn't have snow on it, so... But do we leave? Do we stay? If we leave and we keep getting snow like the weather is expecting, now we're snowed out.
But if we stay, we run out of wood.
We run out of wood. But we can always go up into one of the apartments and turn on the heating system and, heat it with gas. But it's a waste of gas. It's not...
Well, not if we don't have wood.
Well, yeah. If it's a choice between freezing and
you're not that cheap.
No, I'm not that cheap. No, but I don't know.
Oh, we can't even do laundry. Like the washing machine is frozen. We would have to wash it by hand and hang the clothes to dry in front of the fireplace, giving that oh-so-downy fresh fireplace smell.
Ooh, that's another good thing, is we still have water.
Yes, we have been really lucky. Inside the house, we have, again, knock on wood, had not a problem.
Not a problem.
You double did.
Well, before the storm came, I made sure I really insulated all the lines that are coming that are not protected. But what I did notice, I think the water in drains is freezing because I was taking a shower today, and it just didn't go down for a while. And then all of a sudden, whoosh. So I don't know.
Interesting.
You know, tons of fun things going on.
Probably my favorite.
Is the doctor. Dr. Kaji, who we talk about all the time, is like clockwork. He calls us twice a day. He calls us after the...
Actually, really three times. In the morning.
In the morning. Okay, in the morning to check to make sure we're live. So every day he watches the news at lunch and then the news at dinner. The news at lunch comes off and goes on at 12:30.
Who does he like?
What's
that? What channel?
Rye. The TG Marque.
TG Marque.
And the news or the weather comes on like every day at like 12:47. And it's hysterical because at 12:48 the phone rings and it's Gaji. What's going on up there? Is it snowing? Yes, you know it's snowing still. Because he's at Fauna at the Coast, which we went to today to drop Malud off, which is why we dug out and got out of here. And nothing.
Look, they have like a dusting.
They have a dusting.
However, there was snow up until Aqualania. Pretty good snow.
Once you started, after and the tunnel.
Just after like Fossombroni was pretty clear.
But anyway, back to the doctor. He's clockwork, and then again at 7:46, when
day.
The evening news has its weather at 7:45, he calls us again this morning. Tonight, is it still snowing? Yes. Are you coming up? I said, don't come up here. If you come up here, you must have chains. He said he's not. Maybe Sunday, but he's hysterical. What's the temperature? -6, doctor, just like it's been. But he's funny, like clockwork.
It is. It's hysterical. The phone rings. We look at the clock, and it's like, it's going to be Gaji.
Shovels. Another thing that happened, the handle of the snow shovel from shoveling the other day, I guess there was melted snow on it, and then even though it's in our outdoor kitchen, it's not heated. It's three walls. There is a centimeter of ice surrounding the entire handle. It's like a big ice cube.
So you go to shovel and you can't get a grip on it.
Because it's just slick.
And then also the, what do you call the shovel part? The shovel, I guess, itself.
The handle, I guess, is frozen.
Yeah, so you're talking about the handle that's frozen. But also the shovel itself gets frozen with all the snow. So you're trying to shovel and move snow. The handle is slick as snot. And then
All the snow
falls out. And you just keep tipping from one side to the other. And then it sticks to the shovel itself. So it's a grande disaster.
The dog we're watching, he's been really patient and not getting his walkies every day. But even he does not. You can only be out there for like 10 or 15 minutes before your face starts freezing.
No, the other day when I took him for a walk, parts of my hair were flying out from the hat and everything. And they were like getting... I thought, oh, I just got snow on my hair or whatever. And then it was frozen out, like Pippi Longstocking style. It was hysterical.
Oh, my goodness. So that is the snowstorm. It is continuing, and we have to decide, do we stay?
Should we stay or I think should we're, we
well,
go?
Well, we have a meeting at the Questura.
Oh, yes. This is a huge reason why we're staying.
This is a huge reason why we have to stick around, besides the dog. Is we have a meeting for our new green card. But it's hysterical because we just received our last green card 4 months ago, and it's the bureaucracy in Italy is hysterical, and it's almost expired by time the new card arrives.
But also completely ironic because last year we couldn't get to our appointment in March because we had snow here, and we called the Questura, the police office, and we were like, we played, like, super played it up. Oh, our mothers would be so afraid for us to leave the house. There's so much snow here. And they're like, there's no snow in Urbino. We're like, oh, but we're deep, deep in the country. It is just too unsafe for us to leave. So we had to reschedule last year because of the snow, and we have to do it again this year. I don't know. Well, we're going to make it one way or another.
We'll be there Tuesday morning. We're trying to figure out what we're going to do. We might get some pigs this year.
Mm. I really want some.
Ashley wants some pigs.
Godfrey thinks it's a...
It will be a...
enormous disaster.
Yeah, he doesn't want... want any part of it, and he used several fun phrases that we cannot repeat on a family podcast to...
Unless we get a lot of feedback that people would like us to start cursing in Italian. Godfrey-isms.
It's not even...
Oh, no.
F-word's always...
It's peppered in any chance.
Man, they're really funny, so...
Maybe we'll do a dedicated...
podcast just to all the little Godgeisms.
It would be marked explicit. Oh my god, well, it's just about time to go put more wood on the fire out in our place.
Yeah, so a little shorty podcast letting you know what's going on, and
we're alive.
We're alive, we're well, and follow it on the news. I'm sure it's all over Europe they're talking about this storm.
Well, they said it's the biggest snowstorm since 1985.
The winds from Siberia.
I know. It feels like it, that's for sure.
It does. I'm ready for it to be over. It is not fun any longer.
Hey, what happened to the sunflowers?
Yeah, what happened to Italy? So this, I know I've mentioned this on the podcast before, but when we were looking at, when we were first researching moving to Italy, Ashley turns to me and goes, what do you think winters are like there? And I think about it for a moment, and like an idiot, I answer, I'm sure it's like California.
California winters.
It's Italy.
He just didn't clarify it. He meant Tahoe.
So, from very snowy, Via Candeliano in Piobico, Italy, thank you so much for listening. Throw out our information where you can send questions or...
Well, actually, follow us on Facebook, just La Tavola Marche, or friend me at Ashley Bartner, and you can send us your questions or whatever and see the photos we've been posting of the snow. It doesn't even do it justice.
But, yeah, you can't really get a great... You can't really get the contrast to see how much snow really is.
No, not at all. But you can find us at www.latavolamarche.com. LATOVOLAMARCHE. I hope I did that right this time. I'm getting tired. Snow's hitting the brain.
Thank you very much for downloading, and we will come at you when we, I think we'll do another one when this
We're
thing
snowed
ends.
In. Who knows? Yeah.
Thank you very much for listening. Have a great day.
Buonasera. After a quick little review of today's podcast, I realized I did spell our website wrong.
Wow, you misspelled your own.
I told you. I'm snowbrained. What can I say? We're in Snowmageddon. Okay, so La Tavola Marche. LATAVOLAMARCHE.
Are you sure? .com.
Undo com.
All right, we're out of here.